Warming temps and heavy rains can spell trouble for your home. Don't wait for a problem. Get a free foundation inspection from PermaSeal. Stay dry, stay protected. For peace of mind, call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
Entertainment news now. Cindy Perlman Gaber grew up in Chicago. She's out in Las Vegas now, writes for the Las Vegas Review Journal. Good morning, Cindy. You know, I was looking at March 6th in history, and celebrity birthdays came up last week, and Rob Reiner would have been 79. So sad still to think about what happened there. And the Oscars, you know, the most emotional moment will be the tribute. Tell us what we know about what they're going to do on Sunday night.
Absolutely, Bob. It's such a sad story. Rob Reiner, who also was such a sweet, nice guy on top of everything. But Oscars, the producers, have really stepped up. They're doing a special tribute. They contacted his When Harry Met Sally cast. Meg Ryan and Billy Crystal are going to be there together. And they're not seen together that much, so that'll be a special moment. Along with Jerry O'Connell and Will Wheaton. Remember, Rob directed Will and Jerry in Stand By Me. I think one of the best movies ever made. And they're going to be there, too. Of course, there always has to be some kind of controversy, right? And we have Corey Feldman also in Stand By Me. He was not invited to participate in the Stand By Me part of it. And he's taken to social media this week saying, it's true, I wasn't invited. I understand many believe it's due to me being outspoken about the abuse I suffered as a child and the campaign to silence me. However, this isn't about me. It's not my moment. It's about the tragic loss of our friend Rob Reiner and his memory. So you think that Corey said this and they might give him an invite? No. Still no invite as of this morning. So he is also written, they don't need me there. And, of course, the Oscars this Sunday on ABC with Conan O'Brien hosting.
As you say, always some kind of controversy. They've added some presenters. Do we have the complete list now?
We don't have the complete list because they like some surprises. But this is a pretty good list we have so far. A to Z and to Zoe, we've got Robert Downey Jr. presenting with his Avengers mate, Chris Evans. So that's cool. So Captain America and Iron Man. We have Gwyneth Paltrow, Anne Hathaway, Will Arnett, Priyanka Chopra Jonas, Paul Mescal, Javier Bardem, Kieran Culkin, Mikey Madsen, Demi Moore, and Zoe Saldana. So good, great lineup already. And I'm sure there'll be more added every single day.
Seems like every week there's news about a movie, either a theatrical fiction or a documentary about some music artist, and listen to who is next on that list. Cindy, tell us about the Bon Jovi movie.
You're playing that, Bob. It should be summer and there should be a cooler involved. But that is part of the John Bon Jovi and Bon Jovi rock group biopic that Universal just snapped up. A lot of the studios, this was a big bidding war for who was going to get to do the Bon Jovi official biography. Of course, they're a great group. They've sold over 130 million albums. They've been in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And this is fully supported by John Bon Jovi himself and the rest of the band. You have Cody Brodders writing a script. All the band members will share stories. And it's not just all happy days, because there's always been this little rift between Richie Sambora and John Bon Jovi. But it's kind of a cool year coming up, the 40th anniversary next year, a major tour. And there are rumors, too, that Richie might, just for the last heyday, join the band on the road. So we'll see what happens with that.
We also have some news this morning about the new Harry Potter series on HBO. What do we know about that?
Turns out it's hard to find a good devil these days. The new Harry Potter series is having one heck of a time finding the Voldemort character. He, of course, was played by Ralph Fiennes in the movies. And there were some rumors that we might get Avengers Paul Bettany to play him. And Paul Bettany said, I've never heard a word about this. And then Oppenheimer star Cillian Murphy was in the mix. And he said, I've never heard anything about this either, although I'm a big fan of the material. And people are saying, you know, who is this going to be? I think Murphy was sort of campaigning for it. He said, my kids show me Harry Potter constantly, but I don't know anything about it. And it is hard to follow in anything Ralph Fiennes does. So there's been, you know, it's been a hard find, but also a weighty role. And one thing that is great is John Lithgow was cast already as Albus Dumbledore, the head of Hogwarts. So that's great casting. We don't know the exact release date, but there has been some filming on this already in London.
And finally, there's an interesting exhibit at the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences Museum in L.A. about casting, and in particular, Home Alone, and who we almost saw in that movie. Tell us about this, Cindy.
I think it's always delicious to find out who almost was in a movie. And the museum found some notes and casting notes of who they were really considering for Home Alone. Catherine O'Hara almost didn't get the mom role of Kate. Top contenders were, and can you even imagine this? Kirstie Alley, Susan Sarandon, Blythe Danner, Joanna Cassidy, and even Candace Bergen, who was a front runner, but she didn't have time to come to Chicago for the shoot. So she was out. And the dad role, which ultimately went to John Hurd, they did want Sam Waterston or David Dukes or Danny Aiello, who seems like he was too old even back then. But they wanted him. And this is the greatest one, though. Remember old man Marley next door, Bob? The guy who thought was going to, the kids thought was, they were going to get killed by this neighbor? Well, it turns out producers wanted a very old Jimmy Stewart at the time to do it.
Wow.
And his agent was super interested in it. That would have been cool. But in the end, it wasn't Jimmy Stewart who said no. It was the producers who went with an actor named Robert Blossom, who also played the grandfather in Moonstruck.
Well, it all worked out perfectly. Cindy, thank you, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.